From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has been a source of deep tensions. The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years, an allegation that China strongly denies. Mr. Xi is expected to deliver an address Saturday at a UN Sustainable Development Summit in New York. President Obama will address the 70th session of the Assembly on Monday. Pope Francis is in Philadelphia today, where he will celebrate Mass at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul.
Al mismo tiempo, los gobernantes...
On Friday, he spoke at the United Nations, where he called on world leaders to show guidance in combating climate change, poverty, and protecting refugees fleeing conflicts. There has been a common response to the Pope since he arrived in Washington earlier this week. People of various beliefs speaking affectionately about the man known as the People's Pope.
I think he has a way of bringing us all together, regardless of religion and faith. He has a power that transcends religion almost, that I like.
The Pope closes out his trip Sunday by attending the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families and celebrating an outdoor mass that is expected to draw nearly 2 million people. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the presidential guard, which staged a failed coup last week. The guard was unhappy with a transitional government that had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular rising last October as he attempted to extend his 27-year rule. Burkina Faso had planned to hold elections next month, but it's not clear now if that vote will in fact go forward. This is VOA News. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the United Nations Development Summit the migration crisis requires urgent action that addresses the root cause of the dilemma.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Meantime, Croatia has lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of tens of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Union commissioner, Johan Hahn, spoke about the migrant crisis.
It's a global problem, and we can only give a European answer. It's not something where we can leave only one country with itself to resolve the problem.
Thousands of migrants fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, Serbia. Meantime, a United Nations official is warning that thousands of Iraqis are likely to join that flight in search of asylum as conditions in their country worsen and they lose hope of change for the better. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Dominic Birch, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq, says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. By the end of the year, he says 10 million Iraqis, more than one quarter of the population, will need some form of humanitarian aid to survive. He says this figure includes 3.2 million internally displaced people and people living in areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State group known as ISIL or ISIS. He says the crisis has accelerated since the group seized large portions of Iraq last year. The UN official also notes many Iraqi children have been out of school for more than a year. He says the inability of parents to provide them with an education is contributing to the decision by many to leave. He says thousands of desperate people who see no hope for their future are likely to join the ongoing exodus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. took steps today to open a dialogue with Iran and others about the crises in Syria and Yemen. Secretary of State John Kerry meeting with Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly in New York told reporters there would be discussions in the week ahead that could prove critical to resolving the conflicts. Meantime, Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA President Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of the Football Federation's funds. The Blatter investigation comes amid ongoing corruption investigation into the world's most popular sport. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.